Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have penetrated the New World Order's aura of invincibility. They are not invincible. They are not omnipresent. They are not unstoppable. They want to play God. They want to be able to surveil all of us, manipulate the weather, but they don't have total control. They are not invincible. They are not omnipresent. They can be defeated. I know in my heart. I know intellectually. I know historically. That's the first thing we've got to get straight, is that they can and they will be defeated. You've got to realize these churches are on government payroll to pacify you and just tell you to say praise God all day while everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Whether that's going to happen or not, duty is ours. Consequence belongs to the Creator. And we got a job to go out and fight evil. We got a job to put ourselves in the way of innocents who are being attacked by thugs and criminals. Folks, you've got to ask yourself what your line in the sand is. You better think about it. My line in the sand would definitely be, if I was the police chief of the parish that New Orleans is in, and my mother was 85 years old in a nursing home with water up to her bed for 5 days on a cell phone begging him to come help her, and the feds said he couldn't, so the police chief let his mother die. You talk about a line in the sand. How could you let that happen? How? And most cops would do that, folks. They're not. Most of them aren't even bad. They're brainwashed. That they got to follow the government's orders. They got to do whatever it is, no matter how criminal. Because some minion of the Saudis, some little horse manager, toady of Bush, some monkey wouldn't let him do it. I mean, there were tens of thousands of good firemen and police that showed up back in 50, 60, 70, 80, when New Orleans flooded 100 years ago. People from all over the country, forget, just police showed up and they fixed it fast. When there was a sniper up on the UT Tower, local Austin police went up there with citizens and killed that guy. Did the cops start shooting at other citizens shooting at the tower? No. Today, if there was some shooter and citizens pulled a gun out and were shooting, I guarantee you the cops would gun you down in your back. They're brainwashed, folks. They've changed. And police, don't tell me you haven't. And you're a lot less safe now because of it. You'll sit there while your mama dies. I'll say it again, folks. What's your line in the sand? I am not going to any labor camp. I'm not going anywhere with the army in flat bag trailers. You come in my house, and this isn't some macho thing. I don't even like talking about it. Bottom line, stay away from me and my family. You love your New World Order. You love all the stuff you're part of. You want to sit there and let your mama go to one. You go right ahead, but you stay away from me. And you listen up. There's a lot of other people aren't going to go along either. And don't roll your eyes at me. It's all over the news. They built FEMA camps and forced labor camps. And they got all these talking heads on TV saying, send people to camps. It's time to grow up, ladies and gentlemen, and realize we're in a world of hurt here. We got some hardcore psychos in control. They're doing some. These are the people that created Lenin and Mao. These are the people that created Hitler. I can go through every bit of the facts. Lord Milner bragged about it in England. You better find out who Lord Milner is. Find out who charted everything we're living. Find out who Cecil Rhodes is. Find out who the Rothschilds are. Find out who the Rockefellers are. Find out what eugenics is. You better. Because let me tell you something, whether you like it or not, or whether you laugh at me or not, your life and your future depends on it. You got me, Jack? You got me, cops? You got me? I'm a good man. I'm a good person. I'm a good person who keeps his word and who loves God and who loves his family. I'm a good person. And I'm a man, too. I'll fight for my family and my country. I know I'm on the right side. I know you're on the bad side. Now, when we get back, I'm going to get into news that'll curl your hair. But you've got to know about it. Infowars.com is the coordinates to get Truth Rising. Order it on DVD now. Go out and buy a fancy DVD burner. A mass... right now. Go get it and make copies.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just in, and it's from LouRockwell.com, so we know it's from right out of the belly of the system. That is certainly very close to Ron Paul campaign, so we know this is accurate. I had heard he was ill. I'm going to get somebody from the now shutdown campaign, shutdown for president, that is, now the Liberty Group, on about this from the Ron Paul campaign in loving memory of Kent Snyder. Kent Snyder, who we interviewed so many times. Why don't we dig up the last time I had Ken on and play a few minutes of that later? He's dead, ladies and gentlemen. Just like all of us are going to be someday. You don't get out of this alive. And guess what he died of? Acute viral pneumonia. And there's all these deaths in Austin where I live from it, and all these deaths from staff. And in the past, they did screening when you came into the country. It didn't matter if you were German or Chinese. They don't now. And that's why people's arms and legs are rotting off, and kids are dying, and TB spreading everywhere, and people all over the country are dying at young ages from viral pneumonia. And it's an epidemic. There's pandemics everywhere. Pandemics now of leprosy in the U.S. And it'll be in the back of the paper, just like rocket attacks, truck bombings, Mexican troops kidnapping, killing inside the U.S. It's anything that makes open borders look bad is never national news. So this doesn't exist. Kind of like dollar devaluation doesn't exist. It's all over the foreign news, but it's just not to be discussed here, so it doesn't exist. Writes Ron Paul, the freedom movement has suffered a great loss. Kent Snyder, chairman of my presidential campaign, lost his tragic battle with pneumonia last week. Kent was a true lover of liberty. He was an American patriot. He was my friend, and he was and will be missed. We need to maybe get Ron Paul on about this. Kent was a gentleman who carried himself with quiet dignity. While soft-spoken, great inner strength lay behind the keen blue eyes, he was filled with conviction and principles of decency. Loyalty and respect ran to his core. Those fortunate enough to work closely with Kent were touched by his integrity and old-fashioned American worth ethic. Stories of his youth in Kansas and lessons taught to him by his two greatest influences, his mother and father, were often shared with friends and colleagues. During difficult times, Kent was always a calm at the center of the storm. I first met Kent in 1987 when he was a young man in his 20s. See, Kent was young, folks. On my first presidential run, over the next 20 years, we worked together on countless projects in the name of freedom. It was Kent, more than anyone else, who urged me to run again for president last year. I was skeptical, but he was much more confident. The time was right. Without Kent, I don't know if what would have happened. Though he was an optimist in the end, even he didn't expect what we achieved. I did. Could have done more. Like so many in our movement, Kent sacrificed much for the cause of liberty. He sidetracked a blossoming political career when he chose to work for a third-party candidate. He walked away from a lucrative career in telecommunications executive to work for me in Washington when I returned to Congress in the 90s. Ultimately, he sacrificed his health as he worked tirelessly across the clock and around the clock on a presidential campaign, ignoring the pleas of his doctors to pull back. That's right. Ron Paul was quite sick, too, many times, and people would gripe and complain he wasn't doing enough or that he didn't have enough fire on TV. It's exhausting shaking thousands of hands, doing dozens of media appearances a day. I'm a young man, and it's exhausting sometimes when I do similar things. But he's dead. Maybe that's enough for you. Kent poured every ounce of his being into our fight for freedom. He will always hold a place in my heart and the hearts of my family. We deeply mourn his loss. And it goes on, I hope we can celebrate Kent's life, this wonderful man he was, the tremendous success of his contribution to the cause of liberty, and the bright path he helped blaze to a future of freedom springs alive once again. Kent should be remembered with every victory we achieve as we move forward together. Without Kent Snyder, the fight for liberty would not be where it is today. We all owe him a great debt. Very hardworking. Oh, God. Another loss. He died last night. Viral pneumonia. And, folks, there's people dying. I know people in Austin dying of it. You've got to get your kids out of public school. And nothing against the illegal aliens, folks. But the meningitis, the viral pneumonia, all of it, the flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, I got stuff rotting my leg right now that antibiotics can't even knock out, okay? It's getting bad. There's plagues upon us. And, God help us. It's so horrible. This government is so whacked out. You understand, folks, that they do no testing on anybody coming into this country. It's called racist to do it, though Irish and Scottish and British and German and Dutch and Italian immigrants all had to do it. And the stuff coming out of, there's now all sorts of weird burrowing parasites that eat holes in you. It's bad in California, Texas, Nevada, Arizona. There's all sorts of, folks, it's scary when you're in Guatemala or El Salvador or Nicaragua, or you want to go down to Mexico City, go down there. Most dangerous city on earth. Go down and look at it. That's what's coming here. And I feel sorry for these poor people. They've got more billionaires than anywhere else in the world in Mexico. Triple the resources we've got. They're poor, but forget that. They've got the worst TB is out of Russia. It's drug immune. Kills you. They'll have some grandstanding show about chasing some guy down that flew on a plane to make you think They're doing something that was a big psyop. That stuff's all over the place. That stuff's everywhere. You couldn't pay me $1 million to work in a jail. You couldn't pay me $1 million to work for the INS. You couldn't pay me $1 million. But you know what? You go into these restaurants, and these people with all this hack on it all day. Hell, they don't even get these people and try to cure them. Let me give you an example. In 2004, 2005, there was zero cases of wet leprosy, transferable leprosy in the U.S. Guess how many cases there were in 2006? 7,000 plus AP. Never see it in the news, though. They're building, they got four leper colonies in Texas now. People don't believe me. I ought to go videotape one. One's outside Palestine, Texas. I ought to go show you lepers so you'll even believe it exists. Because just like dollar devaluation, just like everything else, oh, it doesn't exist. That guy makes stuff up. Well, Kent Snyder's dead from viral pneumonia. People are dying all over the place from it. Some cities have had more than 1,000 people die so far this year from it. Oh, but you'll give up your whole way of life and hide under your couch and let them run checkpoints and take your blood at checkpoints because Al-Qaeda might get you. Somebody in a big, bad, scary beard might come up out under the bed and bite you at night. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda is under globalist command, U.S. control, attacking Iran publicly, and Iran is suing the U.S. saying, please stop bombing our schools and churches. And you bring this up to a neocon, they'll just giggle and go, so what? We all kill all of them. I'm like, but it's Wahhabists. It's Al-Qaeda. They used them against the Serbs. They used them against, don't you understand, it's all staged. Shut up, communists. You need to be killed. I didn't triple the size of the government. Shut up! More on Ken Snyder's death later. Let me get into this now before I get into the, how they want to start World War III news. That's right here in my stack. I was clicking on the Truth Rising trailer too, but the version We Are Change put up. It's got like 4,000 views. And I was looking at the comments, and I like to link through and see who makes these comments. And there's always Marines, and you'll go to their site, they're Marines, and they're saying, we're going to kill you. You bet there's camps, you bastards. We're trained. We're going to kill you. Or it could be Army less often, but a lot of times it's Israelis. And in the Truth Rising trailer, too, you hear Dan Wallace, whose father was a firefighter who went into the building, one of the towers that collapsed and killed him. And Dan was very depressed about it. He said he would never show up, that he would never shut up, that he would never be quiet, that he would all, you know, he'd be back at the 10th anniversary if need be. Well, he died. Died in his sleep. And he was very depressed. And the neocon on here says, I'm glad he's dead. Maggots are all over him. Look, he failed. Dan Wallace is dead. He's saying his voice will always be heard, but it isn't going to be heard. Hey, fool, his voice is going to be seen by millions in Truth Rising. His face is going to be seen. His father's sacrifice is going to be seen. And, of course, he's going to live on. Don't you understand that's what this is all about? You strike me down. It just goes on. You just make it bigger. Any of us. We're committed to liberty and the defense of the Republic and humanity against its greatest threat, people like you. He goes on another comment to say he wants to kill us and he will pay $100,000 for each of us that is murdered. Now, you need to file complaints with YouTube. He lives in New York. He says he's an Israeli, former IDF. The guy's for real. He needs to be arrested. See, the precedent's been set by Michael Reagan, but this guy may not have powerful friends, though he says he's in construction in New York. And the question is, can they say, murder us? He's saying, I'm contracting $100,000 per 9/11 truth or killed. I'm glad Dan Wallace is dead. Then you go to his website, he says, kill 9/11 truthers' whole families in camps. Take our children and murder them. And folks, he's not joking. We'll come back and tell you about the enemy and what we face on the other side. Stay with me.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Trouble. cause I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now back live. So, we have Dan Wallace. His father valiantly ran into the burning towers and a firefighter and died in the collapse. And then Dan died shortly after, shortly after the audio you're going to hear right here, out demonstrating, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Play trailer number 2 from Truth Rising.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
What's going on at the Bilderberg meeting, and what do you guys talk about up there?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door into a great tree that blinds us to the truth.
We are here in Times Square. Many people from other countries are here with us, know a lot about what's happening. The American public is still learning about the atrocity of that day.
I just wanted to say this. This guy outside told me stop talking about 5 years ago, and I told him I will never stop talking about 5 years ago.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Okay, now on the version of the trailer that We Are Change posted that has 5,000 views, our version's got about, 20,000 views, you will go into the comments from Sunday, and there is a guy with the handle Ariel Silverstein. And it says, laugh out loud at Dan Wallace. I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago, 9/11. Well, Dan, you are not talking now, are you? So you were wrong. Laugh out loud, ha, 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 ha. He actually pawned himself here by saying he wouldn't stop doing something when he clearly has. Still, I guess having already been eaten by maggots, going back on a statement he made, and once again showing how twofers are always wrong and never stick to one thing is the least of his worries. Laugh out loud, Under that, he said, Ariel Silverstein, one-star video. The only useful thing about this video is that it's a convenient resource to identify all the moronic truthers, schizoids, who need bullets planted firmly in their heads. I will pay $100,000 per truther, so get hunting. Now, they may not have gone yet after the criminal, Michael Reagan, who's contracted for murder and said, I'll pay to have 9/11 truthers murdered. But a lot of times they will go after low-level scum, and we need to go to YouTube, have them open a criminal complaint, have his channel shut down. Now, you go to his channel, and he talks about how people that disagree with the war basically need to have their kids' children. He says, no, because fundamentally there's nothing wrong with America. However, quite clearly there is something wrong with you. Removing you from the gene pool would be wholeheartedly recommended. And, of course, removing creations of you from the gene pool would be, have a good additional security measure. It's all about murdering our children. It's a brutal lust to commit genocide and to kill. And, hey, the truth's rising, criminals. You're going down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, giving a new meaning to the term working yourself to death. That old saying really has a meaning. Andrew Jackson's daddy worked himself to death clearing the land. A lot of people worked themselves to death to build this country, and Ken Snyder worked himself to death to try to get Ron Paul elected president. For some, that is not enough still. But we really appreciate Kent Snyder. He was the head of the campaign. We have Jesse Benton, communications director at RonPaul2008.com. They've now formed the big Liberty group to continue the operation against the New World Order. And we're just going to take a few minutes of his time. I want to get Ron Paul up the next few weeks to talk about this, but also what attacking Iran will do to energy and more about the new Liberty Committee that they have set up, and I've got just the man on the line to do that. And that's Jesse Benton. Jesse, I was shocked to hear the news that he died last Thursday, and the family, very private, kept it quiet until you guys got the okay to release it today. This is just terrible news.
It is terrible news, Alex. It is really sad. Kent was a great guy and a great gentleman, and he was my friend, and we're all really going to miss him.
Well, this viral pneumonia is killing people all over the country, and you were telling me he had double viral pneumonia.
Now, apparently, he was hit by two strands of really, really virulent viral pneumonia, and he was just the kind of guy he was. He was a little reluctant to even go to the hospital. He just kind of came from that old rugged kind of classic American, you don't really whine about your problems. And literally, it was at Ron's really coaxing, said, Kent, you sound terrible. You need to get to the hospital. Got to the hospital, and all of a sudden, he was intubated, and they were treating a very aggressive infection in his lungs. They didn't even realize that he had a second viral strain that was also attacking his lungs. by the time that they realized this, they got him treated. So much of his lung tissue had been compromised, literally just eaten away and destroyed, that he was just never tragically able to regain his strength.
Well, it's horrible, my friend, just terrible. Talking about his accomplishments, though, and the type of person he was and how important he was to this campaign for liberty, can you speak about Ken Steiner?
Yeah, I can. And one thing that Dr. Paul wants everybody to know is that without Ken Steiner, we never would have had this presidential campaign. If you look and see what we accomplished and how we really accomplished more in 12 months than we were able to accomplish fighting for 30 years and really launched what we think is the first phase of a revolution to take back our freedoms. It would not have happened without Kent Snyder. Kent and his optimism, his upbeat, positive, can-do attitude convinced Dr. Paul that, you know, the time was right and that it could be done and that there were people out there that were ready to listen and that we could really do this. And we did. And we took a major, tremendous step forward and have, I think, really paved a path to where we can see light at the end of the tunnel. We can accomplish this. We can take back our freedoms. And it wouldn't have happened without Kent.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, Congressman Paul, talked about the fact that it was Kent that finally pushed him over the edge to run, and now even the Trilateral Commission is upset by the fact that the Liberty Revolution is taking over at the colleges, not the fake right-wing neocon counterfeit that the establishment foundations have tried to use to fool young conservatives, not the socialism of the left, also the establishment to domesticate and control the population, but the true rediscovery of liberty, you know, legalized freedom, is now happening, and Kent, his contribution in finally pushing Ron Paul over the edge is really immeasurable, not just to this country, but the future of humanity.
I think you're absolutely right. We need to remember just how important Kent was to making this tremendous step forward. And I hope that we can honor Kent in every victory that we achieve as we move forward together.
Kent Steiner, when are they going to have a memorial service? Is it going to be closed? Is it going to be open?
It looks like there's going to be a very private, closed memorial service, just really close personal friends and family. It doesn't look like I even quite more merit being invited to that. And I worked with the guy for a year and a half, but I think that people would could send their well wishes onto us at the Campaign for Liberty and campaignforliberty.com, and we'd be happy to send them off to the family.
How old was Kent?
Kent was 49 years old, too young.
And who does he leave behind?
He leaves behind his mother, two sisters, and a lot of friends and co-workers that he touched.
Amazing. Well, we really appreciate you spending time with us, Jesse Benton, and all you've done for the campaign. Tell us about the march coming up the 12th.
We think it's going to be really cool. You know, Dr. Paul just suggested on an internet video that, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we had a march on Washington? And just like the grassroots out there have always done, they took it upon themselves and have put together a really cool program. It's going to be on July 12th on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Looks like there's going to be a lot of entertainment, a lot of energy, and Dr. Paul is going to go down and participate and say hi to everybody and even make a speech and march along. And it's going to be really cool. We hope that it goes off well, and would encourage everybody to take
it
up.
Yeah, it's very important that this be big. I mean, he can come to Austin and have 8,000 people or go to another town and have 15,000. We need to have tens of thousands in Washington. It's very, very important for anybody in that area to show up for that and to spread the word. We are only 12 days away from that taking place. Again, thank you for coming on short notice. Sorry to hear about the loss of Kent Steiner. I know you were good friends with him. It's very upsetting. How's the congressman taking this?
You know, he's a very stoic guy, but I think he's taking it hard. He knew Kent for 20 years, and anytime you lose a friend and someone that was loyal and worked side by side with you like that, it's tough.
How's Carol taking it?
You know, Carol's a little bit more emotional. There were some tears, but Carol's one of the warmest ladies I've ever had the opportunity to be around.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Jesse Benton, any other key information on any other subjects dealing with the continued campaign for liberty?
Well, you know, we are working really hard on getting together a great program, great event on September 2nd in Minneapolis, and we'll be unrolling more things out as that comes along. But you know, we have our first big announcement. Tucker Carlson from NBC has agreed to be our MC for the day, so that is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'll be great. Certainly get more media attention with that. In closing, Jesse, I want to get the congressman on about his statements that we're going to have a tripling in energy prices if we attack Iran, and everything he talked about with the devaluing currency is now really starting to accelerate, unfortunately. So I want to get him back up. When is the soonest I can get him back up? Or,
you know, this week's not a bad week for that because Congress is out of session. Why don't you have your people call me and we'll get something set up?
Okay, well, I'm going to have Trey call you right now. How's that sound?
All right, that sounds good.
Hey, thank you. People should visit RonPaul2008.com, or should they visit
CampaignForLiberty.com is our new site. Please join us. Our strength in numbers.
CampaignForLiberty.com. Well, he will live on. Kent Snyder will live on with the great accomplishments and the great foundation of liberty, the great rebirth of liberty, that new foundation that he's helped lay, and he'll always be with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
There goes Jesse Benton. Kent Snyder dead at 49. I think the Internet had it wrong. He died yesterday because it was kept quiet. He died last Thursday there directly from Jesse Benton inside of the Ron Paul Army, right inside the command citadel. Okay. Look, I got massive news here, but I'm just going to cover these new Iran developments with Ray McGovern when he joins us in 20 minutes. Let's go to calls because I promise we do that, and I want to hear from you. Peggy just dropped off. It's always perfect timing. Todd in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. An issue that I have is you keep saying that the price of oil is now primarily because of dollar devaluation. And I don't dispute that the dollar is losing its value. I'm not like one of these yuppies who just snickers when they hear dollar devaluation. However, it was just a few years ago, and these articles are still on your site, in which it was being reported in the news that oil companies were deliberately restricting their refining capacity domestically.
Hold on a second. You're disagreeing with something I didn't say. I said, because I've done the math and watched the OPEC announcements and read the documents and have enough basic knowledge to know that a little over 70% of the increase in the price of oil is dollar devaluation. Now, absolutely, we have written articles and exposed, and I mention every week, that the AP reported in 2001, and they sued and got the documents through Fourier, that the oil companies in 95 and 96 had meetings and bought up over 200 refineries to artificially create a bottleneck inside the U.S. because there were too many wildcat operations, that is, smaller companies bringing in oil and driving down the price. So I'm not defending the oil companies. They're a pack of larcenous criminals. And believe me, folks, I've had family that's dealt with them with, you know, leases and things. My whole issue is I'm saying the overall crisis and what spurred then the speculation, which is, you know, the rest of the 30% or so, is the fact that globally people are running and racing away from dollars as fast as they can and dumping them into any commodity, so commodities across the board are going up. But now, just wanted to make clear what I said. Go ahead.
Well, the only reason I said that is because I often heard you said that people were missing the mark when they were blaming oil companies. Or at least that was the impression I got.
Well, that's not the crisis that's going to completely destroy our economic future. The dollar going, I mean, it's kind of like we're a ship, and we've been strafed, and that killed a few people, but a torpedo is about to hit us that is going to blow the ship in two, and I'm saying evasive action, hard to port now to swing our tail around so that torpedo misses us. So absolutely. Are the oil companies strafing us? Absolutely.
Right. And one final point is one thing that often never gets mentioned whenever the whole issue of the money system is being discussed, is the fact that if everyone, including the government, got out of debt, there would be no money. Because it's all created out of debt in the first place.
Yeah, under the fiat system, but not under...
Right. Well, if it were a debt-free fiat system, that wouldn't be the case. The money supply would exist independently.
And I believe that's the ideal, a debt-free fiat with government controls limited and public education about it and transparency. The Ron Paul's for the gold system. The problem is the bankers now own almost all of that, and that'd be a new monopoly, but better than the one we've got.
Well, one author that I highly recommend getting on your show, if possible, Ellen H. Brown. She came out with a book last year called The Web of Debt. Her website is webofdebt.com. And I have many books on this issue, but this is probably the best one I've read so far. I mean, it really ties it all together.
What's her name?
Ellen Brown. If you type in Web of Debt in Google, that should be the first site that comes up. And the subtitle is The Shocking Truth About Our Money System, the Sleight of Hand that has Trapped Us in Debt, and How We Can Break Free. And that's the key, is that, I mean, yeah, we need to be told about the problem, but I think a lot of times, inadvertently, we don't focus enough on the solution. That's
sure, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And you're right, sometimes I don't make it clear. I kind of abbreviate things and say, it isn't the oil companies. The oil companies have created the artificial bottleneck so that only so much oil can be refined into gasoline. But still, when they had that in place 8 years ago, you were only paying $1.35. Remember when that was expensive? Yeah, it's gone from $1.35 six, 7 years ago to $4.15 a gallon, and it's only going to go up. So, yes, because it would have been even cheaper if it wasn't for that. Most of the people, most of the groups, most of the analysts out there say we'd be paying about 85 cents a gallon if we had true free market and true drilling. But, hey, even if you have a free market and plenty of refineries, if the dollar goes to nothing, you're going to be paying more for it. You see, it's something that's international. It's a commodity. So they can't manipulate it or play games with it. Have you looked around you? Everything's up in prices. Everything has increased in price. Okay, I'm going to go back to your calls in a little while, but I want to get back into the news. And I've got all this world news. We're going to cover it. But why is it so important? When, you know, I spent 10 minutes earlier talking about Dan Wallace's hero firefighter dad dies. Then a few days after Dan Wallace made the statement you heard us play in the Truth Rising trailer about he'll never shut up about 9/11. He's been told to shut up. He'll never show up. He'll never shut up. That he then died in his sleep. And I mean, just imagine being these Marines and Army people, and the vast majority of them aren't like this, but the hardcore ones are, or this Israeli, identifies himself as an Israeli, but then says he lives in New York and is a U.S. citizen. And he's in here saying, I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago, 9/11. I told him I would never stop talking about 5 years ago, 9/11. Well, Dan, you're not talking now, are you? So you were wrong. Laugh out loud, ha, 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 ha. He actually pawned himself here by saying he wouldn't stop doing something when clearly he has. Still, I guess, having already been eaten by maggots, going back on a statement he made, and once again showing how truthers are always wrong and never stick to one thing, is the least of his worries. Laugh out loud, hee hee hee, hee hee hee. And then it says, this is again Ariel Silverstein, one-star video. The only use, this is about our trailer, the only useful thing about the video is that it's a convenient resource to identify all the moronic truther schizoids who need bullets planted firmly in their heads. I will pay $100,000 per truther, so get hunting. Okay, again, identify this guy, criminal charges, demand them for soliciting murder, at least call the FBI and put them on him, and get his YouTube channel shut down right now. Get screenshots of that to give, you know, make a big deal, because they're setting a precedent, just like the Nazis, to be able to persecute people. That's how it started with the SA and the SS. Michael Reagan's helped set that precedent. But Michael Reagan is going to be sued and held liable and will lose in court if violence is carried out. And the way this is going, see, these delusional, weak-minded people start thinking it's normal to just talk about killing us, and if they're allowed to. So, just so despicable. And he talks about how our children need to be killed on his own website. His racial supremacy website. Now, these guys are interchangeable with Nazis. There's just really no difference. It's all racial supremacy groups. But it's okay that their group's into racial supremacy. I mean, I've just had enough of it. But then the white supremacists are also degenerate and disgusting as well. It's like the black supremacy groups are disgusting. It's just all these groups are just so disgusting. They all make me sick. The Jewish groups, the Nazi groups, the black groups, the Mexican groups. You know, I criticize Israel all day and their racial supremacy business and all their corruption and stage terror. That isn't enough for the white supremacist groups. They want me to hate Jews themselves and to have all them on the shows, then they hate me, you see. Sick. Totally sick. And the waters are getting deeper and darker. Okay, huge news when we get back. Really important stuff I haven't even gotten to yet. You'll want to stay with me for this. Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen, is almost out.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré, oh, cantaré, oh, oh, me
Let it sink in. We're going to talk about the Supreme Governor next hour and take calls. The criminals that run our government for 5 years have been staging terror attacks all over Iran using true Wahhabis, true original al-Qaeda, and it publicly, who they say number three in al-Qaeda runs one big group, attacking Iran while saying Iran is al-Qaeda. That's how dumb they think you are. That's how ridiculous their propaganda is at you. Then McCain gets exposed for saying Iran's al-Qaeda. He went before in the Senate committee and said to Petraeus, isn't Iran al-Qaeda? Petraeus said, yes, they are. It's like saying, isn't the moon made of cheese, Swiss cheese? Yes, it is. And I walk up there every day on my chimney and reach up to the moon and scrape off some cheese from my sandwich. I mean, it's that stupid. Lieberman, latest to pitch for new terror attack. Now, we got, what, five or six Republican strategy memos, White House, gubernatorial, state chairman, GOPAC. We've got syndicated columnists, a writer for the Philadelphia Daily News. We've got all these talk show hosts. We've got McCain's chief advisor on foreign policy saying we need a big terror attack. We have Dick Cheney, who was attributed for writing the PNAC plan, the particular paper that called for staged terror events. And then now they had some PNAC guy go, no, I wrote that. The vice president didn't. It means nothing. They're all telling you why terror is good for them. Well, then, Key Bono, who benefits? And then all the evidence shows they did it. And then Gary Hart writes letters to Iran saying, our government will stage terror attacks. You better do whatever I say. Lieberman, latest to pitch for a new terror attack. Senator says new president will be welcomed by a test. The inaugural bombing, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll learn to love those that have taken your dollar, taken your future. And you know what? You're going to love them. You're going to rally around the flag as they destroy what the flag symbolizes. Senator Joe Lieberman has echoed a national talking point by promising that a new president will be welcomed by a terror attack in 2009, continuing a disturbing trend by talking heads anxiously relishing a catastrophic pretext to reinvigorate the neocon agenda. And then when it happens, they'll say, see, we told you, it's your fault. You didn't do whatever we said. And then, remember, I always told you, before they stage another attack, they'd start talking like this. Better let me have your rights or you'll get hit. Better, oh, you didn't do what I say. You got hit. Like your child. As if it's not obvious they're the ones doing it. Our enemies will test this new president early, Lieberman from Connecticut told Face the Nation, Bob Schaefer. Remember that a truck bomb of World Trade Center happened in the first year of the Clinton administration. 9/11 happened in the first year of the Bush administration. Lieberman's comments follow last month's Washington Times report concerning a warning from national intelligence spooks that Islamic terrorists will attempt to exploit the transition of power by planning an attack on America. Meanwhile, they've got reports every day everywhere that blonde-haired, blue-eyed al-Qaeda is everywhere. A kid draws a picture of a gun, white kid, they arrest them, say they're al-Qaeda. I mean, they're getting ready. It's all for you, dumb America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.